plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. The White Sands Hotel is well worth a visit. The Oasis Bar and restaurant just below our studio here has a fantastic menu. Food is to die for. They have fantastic chefs, fantastic staff. I can't say anything more. They're just brilliant. So if you are around the Portmarnock area, swing by the White Sands Hotel and say hello, introduce yourself, tell the staff that Adrian and Jeremy sent you. And in fact, talking of that, we got a message yesterday from somebody who actually did pop into the White Sands Hotel. And I want to read the message. It's a lovely message. Hey guys, love the show. Myself and my family were up at the White Sands Hotel today at the Oasis Bar for lunch. My daughter was very nervous and excited because she thought she might see you guys, but you were on live at the time. We might call up again sometime during the summer. The Oasis Bar has the best chicken wings and pizza I've had in a long time. Keep up the work. And that is from favourite fans from Drogheda, the Doran family. So thanks very much indeed to the Doran family. That was a lovely message to get.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And our apologies that we were on live at the time that you visited, but do pop into the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? A mother of two caught stealing meat products and toiletries from a supermarket was doing it just to survive, a court heard. 32-year-old Amy Casey said, "I'm sorry and it's out of character for me." The defendant admitted stealing groceries valued at €85 from Aldi on St. Margaret's Road in Finglas in June 2022. Casey's defence lawyer said his client was in the throes of a drug addiction at the time and she took the goods to survive. The mother of two had been homeless for a number of years, but had recently moved to Sligo with her partner and children and is now doing much better. The defendant is now clean on methadone and hoping to undertake a hair and beauty course. So the point being that she was really at the at her wit's end, down on her luck, and she stole from the Aldi supermarket. Now the judge gave her basically the probation act. So rap on the knuckles, she didn't get any prison time. A probation bond for 12 months is all that she got. But the question that we're asking today is there ever an excuse to rob food or toiletries from a supermarket? That's the question. Jeremy, over to you.
No, of course there isn't. And I don't want to focus on this woman and drag her through the mud, Amy Casey. But I'll just address her story first of all. Yeah, she stole 85 quids worth of goods from Aldi. That's not a victimless crime. I know a lot of people think, oh, Aldi have loads of money. And
Aldi have loads of loads of money.
Yeah, yes, they do. Shops have loads of money, but they're not charities either. Shops are there to make a profit. And why should I have to go in and get a trolley and pay for stuff when she can just walk in and get it for nothing? As well, she was saying that...
she didn't get it for nothing because she was caught.
Okay, yeah, but she didn't do jail term for it. No, she said...
And what, do you think she should have?
Yeah, I do. She said in the court that she said, "I'm sorry, but it's out of character for me." Now, this girl, Amy Casey, when you look a bit more into the story, you will find out that she has previous convictions.
35 of them.
In fact, she has a lot of previous convictions. Yeah, mm-hmm. 35 previous convictions, mostly for public order offences and theft-related matters. So it wasn't out of character for her. I've been in court so many times that I've heard the bullshit stories that come from people's solicitors saying, oh, tough. And I know she had, and I know tough addiction and all that, but the thing about Ireland is there are enough safety nets in this country. We're not in India. We're not in India where you have kids literally left to die at the side of the road, okay? We're not that kind of country. We are a prosperous country. We're one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
Yeah, but some people sadly fall through the cracks.
And for those people who do fall through the cracks, there are safety nets there for you that you can ring up. You can tell them, you can ring up Bernardo's and you can tell them, listen, my kids are hungry, if her kids were in fact hungry, and they will sort you out with food. There are enough people around to help you out. You do not need to shoplift. And I don't...
So let me ask you then, do you think that this woman, for 80 odd euros worth of gear, she should have been jailed for it?
I'm not finished. Theft is theft.
Well, finish.
Theft is theft in my mind, and I don't differentiate between someone walking into Curry's and robbing a television off the shelf and running out with it, and someone doing that with food and toiletries. So shoplifting is shoplifting. It's not a victimless...
Okay, so this lady just got the Probation Act yesterday, a probation bond for 12 months, so she won't do any jail time. Her life is back on track again, and you want her jailed for robbing a bit of gear from Aldi.
I was doing it just to survive, she said.
Yep.
Now, I have to be honest with you, if I was up on shoplifting charges, that's the exact excuse I'd throw out as well. I would look for pity from the judge. And say I was, because you're never going to go around and say, well, I did it just for the crack because I didn't want to pay for the food. But the fact of the matter is shoplifting. Like, what part of that? Why,
you're this woman, okay, again, I'm going to ask you the question. You're saying there's no excuse for theft at all, theft is theft. This woman who's now rebuilding her life, you think she'll be behind bars now, do you?
Well, some sort of, if even put away, the problem is with this country, that we let people off too easily. And that's why they commit crimes again. I'm not saying that this woman is going to commit crime again. We've been told that she's turned her life around. But you cannot get away with just robbing 85 quids worth. Like 85 quid from Aldi, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can tell you, that's a trolley's full. That 85 quid goes a long way. Would you not agree?
Yeah.
Yeah? So it wasn't a packet of Tic Tacs?
No.
Or just one bit of toilet roll?
No, it was meat products and toiletries.
So why didn't she go to the various charities in Ireland that do absolutely...
Look, I'm not saying it's right to be robbing from Aldi or anywhere else.
You kind of are.
But what I'm trying to... what I'm arguing with you is your belief that this woman should be locked up, should be in prison now.
I'm not talking about just this woman in general. I'm talking about... Generally speaking, that if you shoplift, if you steal from a shop,
mm-hmm.
you should be given a punishment. And there was no punishment there.
All right, I want to kick off then with this WhatsApp voice note that we have just gotten in, and this is from Eddie.
How are you, lads? Right, when you first mentioned mother nicking food to survive, right, I was thinking, fuck me, the cost of living, it's tough on some people, you know, and I had a bit of sympathy for her. But then you mentioned the words drug addiction straight away. I thought to myself, right, you chose to take drugs. You chose to prioritise taking drugs over putting food in your stomach. That was your decision. Then the next thing you chose to do was to go to the shop and nick it because you wanted the money for your drugs. And you got caught. You ran the risk and you got caught. Absolutely fucking no sympathy for you. Now it says that you have 35 previous offences for public order and for robbing as well. Fuck it. Stick her in the fucking nick for a couple of months. You see all these offences building up and building up? Just get a fucking waistcoat free. Fucking lock her up for a couple of weeks, couple of months. Might sort her out, teach her a lesson. But I have no sympathy for anything like that. Absolute fucking scumbag.
You see, I just find that attitude...
You don't own a shop. If you owned a shop, you'd feel differently.
Okay, here, firstly...
You'd be the first person to moan, by the way, if you came in today and you said, geez, I was shopping in Aldi today, the prices have gone up. My God, the price, ridiculous how expensive things
and
are in Aldi.
That's your woman's fault, is it?
Well, yeah, because when someone shoplifts, that money comes out of the goods. By the way, the only person that suffers from this is the staff from Aldi, because shoplifting... When so many goods are being shoplifted, the profits are down, they end up having to get rid of staff. So it's not a victimless crime. You seem to think it is.
Okay, but we're not talking about robbing the whole middle aisle from the supermarket. We're talking about meat products and toiletries to the value of 80-odd quid. Whoop-de-doo. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me go to Kira. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kira?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Well, what's your opinion on this, Kira?
I just think that stealing is stealing and you shouldn't be doing it. Do you know that way? Like, if they're really that bad, like, that there's help out there, do you know what I mean? There's charities and stuff that can help you out. And not only that, like, why can't you afford it out of your dome? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, this woman told the court that she was in the throes of a drug addiction at the time and she took the goods to survive. Who would begrudge somebody taking something to survive?
Yeah, but it's their own fault. You'd have to go down the drug route, you know, that way. You should be, like, you shouldn't be really doing that, you know what I mean? Like, instead of wasting your money on your drugs, maybe you should be going and getting some groceries out of it instead, you know what I mean?
Okay, so there is no excuse, in your opinion, then, ever, to be robbing food and toiletries from a supermarket, even if you're at your lowest ebb?
No, if you're at your lowest end, there's charities out there that can help you out. There's all sorts. You don't have to go out and start robbing.
Okay, so the excuse that she was doing it to survive is just not good enough for you, is it not?
No, you weren't doing it to survive. You're doing it to get more trouble on you, that's what. You know one day that you're going to get caught. And look, you're already down a bad hole with your drug addiction. And you robbing stuff and getting caught isn't going to help. You're going to get caught eventually. So why would you put yourself into that situation?
Because she was literally at rock bottom.
If you're at rock bottom, there's places that can help you. And it's advertised everywhere. Do you know that way? So...
All right, do me a favour, Ciara. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. I'd love to hear from you on this. Let me bring in Sean on this.
If she was only stealing here and there, you know, a few nappies, a bit of baby food, whatever, you can have a bit of sympathy for her. You know, there's also the fucking Divinos do shit like that where she could get food. But like I said, she was a drug user. And she 25 previous convictions. No, there's absolutely no sympathy for her. She made her choice. She made her bed. Now she has to fucking lie in it. And that's the problem with the justice system in Ireland today. There are far too many people walking these streets like that that have multiple convictions, 10, 15, 20, like core 35 convictions, and are still walking around the streets. But like what's the deterrent for them? There's no deterrent for them to fucking stop because nothing's happening to them. So there's absolutely no sympathy for her. And fair enough, she's out there, well, according to what you read out, she's back on track on the straight and narrow, whatever, but whatever happened to her is her own fault. There's no one to blame, so no sympathy for her.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter. With Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, Aidan.
Now, Nicola, is there ever an excuse?
If she was robbing baby food and nappies, yeah. But then she came, or then you said she was in active addiction. Because I guarantee you she'd have the money for the drugs.
Yes, I'm sure she did, yeah.
When you have kids, you prioritise your kids come first. You leave your own. Whatever I smoke, I make sure when I get tired, I make sure my kids have still. I'm not saying it before I buy myself a packet of smoke.
But you are saying, though, had she been stealing baby food or nappies or something for the kids, then it might have been okay.
No, but not when she's an addict, no. If you're just seeing someone genuine going in that genuinely couldn't survive, I'd turn a blind eye, I wouldn't report them, like, I wouldn't go up to the security and say, she's robbing. But when you see, like, addicts going in robbing, yeah, because they're only robbing to feed their habits. They're not robbing to feed their kids, let's be real.
Well, now, you can't feed your habit with a steak. I mean, she robbed meat products and toiletries.
You can go around and sell it.
So you...
where I live, there's people knocking on your door, look, asking you, do you want to buy lumps of roast beef or not?
And you reckon that's somebody like her having robbed it from a supermarket?
Yeah, like, I don't normally agree with Jeremy. But it's not like a victimless crime. At the end of the day, when someone robs from a shop, yes, they can write it off. Like, but you can't write it off like, it's all right because Lisa down the road robbed it. She needed to get a bag of gear. I don't condone that at all.
Okay, so you don't believe there is ever a good enough excuse to rob from a supermarket?
No, not when you're an addict, no. If you are a genuine person out to feed that kid, yeah.
What makes you a genuine person? She robbed meat products and toiletries.
Yeah, she didn't rob them for herself, Adrian. I guarantee you that. She didn't rob the lump of meat to go home and cook it for her kids. She robbed the lump of meat to go down to Harvey down the road to sell it to him for a bag of gear. A bag of crack, whatever it is.
As well, Nicola, I'm just looking up the amount of charities in Dublin alone that will look after you if you're hungry. I mean, you have a charity called the Dublin Food Pantry, Adrian. You have Food for Simon. You have Feed Our Homeless. You have the where was the other one? The Portland Cafe and Food Support. There's literally the Capuchin Centre, which do great work as well. There's literally so many different places out there that will help people who have not enough food on the table. So there is no need.
I was in homeless accommodation, like, and there used to be a crowd that came around and asked us if we need. And Vincent DePaul used to come into the hotel to us to give us vouchers every second week.
Well,
genuinely no reason.
Do me a favour. Okay, there's no reason. Well, I'm about to speak to somebody who actually did rob from a supermarket. John, I'm surprised to hear this, I have to say. Tell me your story.
Well, I'll put it this way, Adrian. I was short in the height of COVID, and the missus lost the job. Now, she's the big earner, because I'm only working part-time. Now, she lost the job, and she put in for a COVID payment. Then I lost my job. Now, obviously, I was on the dole at that time anyway, as you know. And the €200 just wouldn't cut it, Adrian. It would not cut it. And everywhere, look, I heard Jeremy there, you know, naming out different places there. And there was none of that around during COVID. Everywhere was closed down. Mm. And I mean everywhere.
No, It's not a lie.
It's not a lie. I'm not lying to you.
Go on. So you were so like an awful lot of like an awful lot of people. You hit rock bottom during COVID. Yep. Lost your job. She lost her job. It was a bad state of affairs.
Yep. And I went into Dunn Stores, and I walked out with a trolley full of shopping on two occasions, because the money didn't come in until 2 weeks later. And do you know what, Adrian? I'm not sorry for it. I never will be sorry for it, because it had to be done. And, you know, I got away with it. And, you know, if I had been caught, I would have just put the hands up. But, you know...
Can I ask you a question, John? John, did you not have any money anywhere? Like, I have an emergency fund, or rather, we have an emergency fund.
Okay,
well, yeah, that was more important.
Yeah, but nobody knew. He had just bought it before COVID. This is what he said. Nobody knew COVID was going to happen.
That's not what I'm saying.
I never knew COVID was going to. You see, Jeremy, you have it all wrong, you know. But anyway, you know, I don't expect Adrian Jeremy to understand this, because he's on his high horse again, and he's looking down at people, you know.
All I'm saying is you should have had an emergency fund there.
I did. I'm about to tell you about it.
Bought it on a luxury. Yeah. On a luxury.
I bought the car for work. Now, listen here. I don't expect you to understand either. But the money I had, I bought it, and that's the car that I was working for with work-wise. But anyway, I done what I done, and that was what I needed to do, because I hadn't got it. And as I say, we didn't know when the COVID payments was going to drop into the account either. So, you know, that was warranted, you know. And
Hang on for a second. You're saying that was warranted. This case of this woman robbing from Aldi in Finglas, could that have been warranted?
It could have been, you know, because nobody knows exactly what she took. You know, I've heard the people saying she took this to sell and done this and done that. You know, but the fact of the matter is, she was obviously rock bottom to go in and do something like that. You just don't do this off the back of it. You know, you don't. It's you know, I know she has previous convictions. I get that. But I don't see the previous convictions there, what Jeremy said there, for going in and robbing shop. Obviously, if she had done it before, the judge would have given her a slap on the hand or a few months. She obviously done this. This was the first time she done this. Because, you know, I don't think he would have let her away ever, to be honest, if she had done it before, you know.
You did it twice. Two trolley.
I did, but I didn't get caught. That's the thing.
How did you get out of Dunn's with just a trolley full of stuff?
I done it, because there was pandemonium at that time. Nobody was watching. Everybody was shitting themselves. Even in me, everybody was shitting themselves. We didn't know what was coming. We thought we were all going to be wiped out. So nobody knew, nobody cared. You know, everybody was going around their heads hanging off, literally. You know, not knowing what was going to come on for us. And that's what happened.
Okay, you know, so you decided to go and rob two trolleys worth of gear from Dunn's because you were at rock bottom, basically.
Absolutely, Aidan. That's the truth.
Where would we have been?
Rock bottom with his new car.
Yeah, but he bought the car before COVID.
The car was no fucking use to me. Forget about
Nicola, Nicola, do you think that's... Do you think I'm being harsh to John there?
Has John got kids?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Was he in rather than make nappies and like formula for the child? I just sued for himself, like.
Sued for everybody.
I can't go down on that. I could let you if I do that, right? Well, I have to laugh you if I do that. I wouldn't have the balls to do it. But how can you justify that? I haven't got the money to do it otherwise.
We were waiting on payments.
Just for argument's sake, John. If one of your kids came home at 16, 17, right? Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if it did, if the child came home and said, oh, here, Darren, I'm not robbing this out in the supermarket, what would you do? Would you give out to them or would you say, ah, that's all right?
If they were robbing?
Yeah.
To be more than that. Literally, to be murder.
So why is it all right for you to do it, but not your child?
Because I was put in a position to do it that I didn't have any other choice.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Of course it's crazy, because it's something that I'd never do ever again. But the fact of the matter is, having been there, I'm back to the wall. That's what I've done, you know, and that's had to be done. And if I had to do it again, if my back was to the wall again, I would do it again, of course, over Asian. And of course, I would to everybody. If the time came to it, that I did have to do that again. Yes, I would.
But John, you said no one was around, like St. Vincent de Paul wasn't around Jordan Cove. I was in a hotel, like homeless Jordan Cove, and Vincent de Paul was coming around to the hotel.
Even if I rang them, it would have probably taken a week for them to come out if they were around. You know, everybody was running around shit scared of this COVID.
I guess that. I've been asked that on the other day myself, like, so I was shit. Myself, but that's,
of course,
I still couldn't go in and rob.
Well, it's such shit, you know.
The bottom line is, though, John, you believe that there are certain times and certain circumstances that make robbing from a supermarket, food and groceries, whatever, justifiable. You believe that there are times where it's justifiable.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, Adrian, and I will say this, if this carries on the way it's gone, this inflation, and the way, you know, I was watching Ireland Diane again this morning there and what we're saying about it. If this carries on the way it's going, it's kind of an awful lot more shoplifting going on because people just can't afford it. They can't afford it. I've been saying this for a long time.
How about you, sell your car? Downgrade your car?
No, I'm okay at the moment. I'm okay. Hey, I'm okay at the moment. But she's back working, I'm back working. No. That was back then, Jeremy.
Can I ask you a question, John? You're back on your feet now. I'm delighted here. It's fair play. Did you go back to your local Dunn's and give them the money that you'd robbed from them?
But to admit to shoplifting? No, I didn't. Of course I didn't.
Why would you? That's a stupid thing to say.
I wouldn't. Well, that's admitting to shoplifting. Why would I do that? You know, that could, you know, could get a criminal conviction for that, you know.
All you had to say was go into them and say, listen, I may have taken a few things at the start of COVID, but I want to pay the money back into the here. Take this. Like, you see, I'm working two trolleys.
Well, don't hoard them, Jeremy.
Okay,
you know,
two trolleys worth, and I'm just thinking, because I do my shopping in Dunn's, and a trolley's worth in Dunn's is normally about 120 quid. Maybe 150. So you robbed €300 from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Would you not hand it back now?
No, because
then you're lying.
No, but the fact of the matter is, John, you believe that at that time and that moment in your life,
it was fully justifiable. Absolutely. You know, I only had one thing on my mind, is getting out of there with that trolley full of shopping. And then the next week, I was still waiting on that payment, still wasn't there. Boom, straight out that door again, you know. And that's the truth of it, you know.
Back to that time, had everybody done that, Dunn's would have been bankrupt.
Absolutely, Adrian. And everybody's their own at that time, you know. So just, whatever they done. I didn't care about anybody else, Adrian. I really didn't. And I didn't care about what anybody done. It was what I was going to do and what was in my fridge that was bothering me and the money we had in our wallets. That's what it was.
Okay, stay there for a second. I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you from Brian.
Fuck's sake, John. You rob every day from normal taxpayers in Ireland. You decide to work a fucking cash-in-hand job. You rob every day. This is nothing new to you. And you think, oh, you'll never do it again. You do it fucking daily. Cop the fuck on and go get a job that you actually pay tax and fucking do something peaceful and decent for society and stop leeching off it like you've done for your entire life.
Do you want to respond to that?
Absolutely, Adrian. Your government have been robbing off us all here. I have a sandwich, no fuck out here. You know, so that's it, Brian. Stick on your pipe and smoke it. And don't be minding me, Brian. Don't be grudging me. I'm okay, Brian. Thanks very much.
Stay there for a moment. Let me go to line two. Sorry, so
I don't for one second believe that that he didn't try, or that he did try other places first. Like, there were so many phone calls you could have made before resorting to shoplifting. Did you ring the Capuchin Centre?
I didn't ring anybody. We were told there was a payment going to be there for us on a Friday, and I wasn't there. And we were at rock bottom as it was. We held out till that Friday. And I'll never forget it. I won't forget it because it's something that I'll never do again. Now, your man Brian there, oh, he's robbing every day. Look, that's none of your business, Brian, what I do. Mind your own business. But the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, I didn't have time to ring people. I didn't have time to do this.
You had time to go into Dunn's and shoplift.
That's exactly it, because I knew what I needed and I knew what I had to do. That's it. There was no time to ring people and wait for vouchers.
Okay, let me go back to this story of the drug addict with two kids who stole from Aldi basically to survive. That's what she told the court. Meat products and toiletries to survive. Is that a good enough answer?
Well, it worked for her, didn't it, Adrian? As you said, or someone said there, it worked for her. You know, or Jeremy said, oh, the boy was caught robbing next week. I use the same excuse. That's up to you, Jeremy, if you want to do that. The fact of the matter is, if she found it, that she had to rob...
But where does it end this Christmas? Now, I know your kids aren't really young, but supposing you had a 10-year-old who wanted the new PlayStation this Christmas and you couldn't afford it, would you go out and shoplift that?
You know quite well I wouldn't, Jeremy. I would get a land out of credit union like we did every other year.
I just don't know why you don't have an emergency fund.
We did. I'm not to tell you. I spent it on a car before COVID broke. I'm not to tell you.
No, an emergency fund isn't for a car. An emergency fund... The emergency fund that we have and we've always had, yeah? We have a certain amount of money.
You have a lot more money than me, Jeremy.
Yeah, because I work a hell of a lot harder than you.
Nobody
listen to me for a second. We have an emergency fund. We've always had it since we got our mortgage. And the emergency fund has enough money in it to pay the mortgage for 3 or 4 months and enough to get us through with bills and food for 3 or 4 months as well. So if God forbid anything happened, at least we know we have 4 months to get our shit together.
Of course.
Yeah. It's called being an adult.
Ah, yeah. No, I get you. Yeah. Some people don't have that, Jeremy.
Some people just never grow up, maybe.
Whatever you want to call it. You know, I don't care what you say. I had to do what I had to do. And as I said to you, I'd do it again tomorrow if I had to do it.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Sometimes there is a good enough excuse for robbing from a supermarket to rob food or toiletries. What do you say to that?
There never is. There never is. And as for his excuse about COVID, I had a baby in COVID and he was born 10 weeks premature. And when I got out of the hospital, it was the first day we went into lockdown. I relied on my family because my partner had to work. There's never an excuse to go shoplifting.
There you are, John. And you're not the only one that really, really, really struggled, particularly at the very start of COVID.
I struggled hard. I had 3 kids and one of them was a premature baby. And I didn't resort to going out. Well, I didn't resort to go out robbing.
That's your opinion. I didn't ask you to go out robbing.
But there's never an excuse to do it.
Well, I want to give you an excuse, and that's my excuse. I didn't ask you what you done or why you didn't do it. I told you why I done it. And that's my excuse.
I was in the same situation as you.
And that's what you wanted
at home. I was at home with three kids. My partner wasn't at home. I was at home with the three kids. I just said one of them was a premature baby. But I didn't resort to going out and shoplifting baby formula.
You're at the same. You got your money off your family. That's good for you. I'm delighted for you. I didn't.
Would you?
I didn't get any
money
off.
And you say that none of the charities were open. They were open.
I did not ring them. I didn't have time to ring them and ask them for a 20 euro or 20 euro gift.
Your pride got in the way of ringing a charity then instead of going in and robbing.
It wasn't even. It was a thing that I had to do. We were told that the money would be there in our account. It wasn't there. And it was either, you know, do it or don't do it. And I said, look, fuck this. I'm doing it. You know, like we had a chat about this. We talked about this, me and my partner. And we were like, fuck. And I said, I'm doing it. Fuck it. You know, it wasn't an easy decision, believe me. But, you know, it had to be done. As you said, you have it easy. I'm not going to say you had it easy, but you got your money off. You got your money off your family. That's easy as far as I'm concerned.
I swallow my pride and actually ring my family members and ask for help.
Well, that's what you done. Fair play to you.
Because
I
wouldn't go out shoplifting.
Well, I did. I'm not telling you I did.
There's charities out there. That's what I'm saying. There's charities out there. I know that for a fact because I don't care about the charities.
I wasn't waiting on charities. I'm not to tell you already. I wasn't ringing charities. I'm waiting for them to come to me.
If everyone had the same attitude as you, that the whole country would be fucked.
I don't give a fuck about the country. It was about me and my family at that day. I don't care. I'm not to tell you. You're not listening to the same programme. I told Jeremy Dixon and Adrian Kennedy, the only people that minded to me was my family. I didn't give a fuck about anybody else. And I still don't. Because nobody cares about us. That's it. It's as simple as that.
All right, it's not selfish.
Here, come here and tell you something. Number one is my family. I don't give a fuck about anybody else. You know, that's it. It's not being selfish. I don't know what you mean. Hey, what, should I care about everybody else? I'm killing my fuck. I never will.
Say the rest of the country were the same as you. We're all, it was like loads of us are down on our luck and haven't got any money, but we don't all resort to go to the fucking Dunn to go shopping.
That's what I'm saying. That's your gig. Whatever you want to do, you do what you need to do. I do what I do. That's it. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'll do what I need to do. End of. That's as simple as that.
All right. Okay. That's you. I just think it's wrong. There's never a resort to shoplifting. I just think it's wrong.
There's people out there that need. Sure, I don't care about it. I'm not to tell you already. If I'd have been caught, I would have put my hands up. You know, yeah, it was me. I done it. You know, and what? You know, I done what I done. And it was warranted, as far as I'm concerned. Of course it was. Because I wouldn't have fucking done it if I had the money. That's what I'm not explaining to you.
But there was other options, is what I'm trying to tell you.
There
and I know
for
you said they weren't
there.
Open. They were
you
open.
Know,
all the charities were
even
open.
Even if they were, how long does it take? I never done this. But say if I did bring the Samaritans or the St. Vincent de Paul, say. Just say if I did. How long is it going to take them to get to me, Jordan Cole?
They normally come out with you that day.
Hold on. COVID is going on, right? And I'm on the phone to the Vincent de Paul telling them and crying on the phone that I have no money to feed my kids. Do you think that they're going to come out to me that day? I don't really think so. I really don't.
If you couldn't feed your family and you were that desperate, I guarantee they'd be out to you that day.
I don't know. I never done this, but look, I'll take your word first.
John, I want to read a message to you because it's kind of dragged the conversation in a slightly different way, but this message from Dave, and here's what Dave says. Lads, could you tell John I was out of work with two kids on my own without a pot to piss in, and I still managed to feed my kids? You can make a stew, shepherd's pie, a pot of chili, and so much more for 20 euro or less, and it would feed a family of four for 2 or 3 days. In other words, cut your cloth to suit your measure, basically. No need to be robbing trolley loads of stuff out of supermarkets.
If he wants to feed his kid for 20 euro for a whole week, that's up to him. You know, I'm not going to, you know, pull him down for what he's done, Adrian. But for what he's done, that's me. That's what I've done. And that's, I stick by my guns on this one, you know. I don't care what anyone says, you know.
You don't even regret it, do you not?
I have no regrets. No, so why would I regret? Why would I regret?
Because
you know what you did was wrong. Of course it was wrong. I know it was wrong. I admit it was wrong. I'm not just saying it was wrong, and I wouldn't do it again. But I had
If you believe it was wrong, yeah. As soon as this call is finished, yeah, why don't you hop in your lovely car?
I'm not to tell you, I won't be doing it.
Hop into your little car that you bought, hop into the car, drive down to Dunn's, and literally, you don't even have to say anything, just put money in an envelope, hand it in behind customer service. I'll bring you, I'll show you where customer service is, John, if you want to know.
Dixon, you're losing it, man. You're losing it.
No, you need. Honestly. You just need to get your shit together.
I have my shit together. You are giving out fuck to me because I had to rob the supply for my family. Get your shit together.
By the way, were you smoking during those tough times?
Oh, here we go with the smoking and the drinking and the fucking everything else.
It's not a fair question. Were you smoking?
I wasn't smoking. No, I wasn't.
Oh, so you gave up smoking?
I wasn't.
You gave it up?
No, I wasn't smoking.
Or drinking? You gave up drinking the whole lot?
There was no fucking going where to go for a drink, you lunatic.
No, were you still buying drink?
No.
Okay, Angela, I have another suggestion for you after the break, John. Just...
Stay there.
Hang on. Our number is 0858252626. This is Neil.
Adrian, Jeremy, my son works in a certain supermarket and he says the amount of people that come in there and rob things, he sees every day of the week. He's no security guard and he knows to keep out because I train him to keep out of stuff like that. Nothing to do with him, it's none of his business. But the amount of people that come in, take trolleys full of stuff or take stuff, put them in the pocket and walk out. He says, you know,
taxi!
Sort of, you can lose count each day in what you see as people robbing. Cheers, lads.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Jackie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jackie?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Not a bother. Thanks, Jackie. What did you want to say on this?
I agree with the chap that, like, if his back was against the wall and he had no money and that day he flipped and just went and robbed food for his kids, I don't see a problem with that. Everyone is doing it. What about the people, the actual shoplifters that do it as a job? Like, that knock on your door and ask, do you want to buy 15 bottles of perfume for whatever? What about them? He's robbing food for his children.
So you
don't say that go to charities because my friend done it. She rang the charities. She was told no. So don't tell me this charities. My best friend went through this. And she went and she robbed food for her kids. And she was so embarrassed about it. But she had to because she hadn't a penny.
We don't have them funds. A lot of our callers have been saying there is no excuse ever.
That's their opinion. That's not my opinion.
Well, there you are, Jeremy. This lady's friend was really down on her luck and she had no choice but to rob.
They stopped that payment.
Why did they stop the payment?
Because she lost her job. She was on a fist thing. I don't know where it is. But the payment got stopped. They wouldn't give her a payment. She was waiting 8 weeks on a payment. She's still only getting 150 a week with three babies. And she's pregnant.
And where's the father?
Oh, he's there. He works. But because he gets 300 quid a week.
Okay, so she's in a relationship with a person who has a full-time job.
300 quid a week.
No, but hang on. You were making out that this woman is living on her own, trying to rear three children and pregnant.
She was.
Is there a father on the scene who has a full-time job?
Yeah.
What's the issue then? If he's bringing in full-time wage.
You're saying this like he's getting thousands, he gets 300 quid. I'm telling you.
I don't know,
man. You're saying that there's no need for it. There is people out there that need food for their kids.
Yeah, I get it.
And the prices have gone up today.
Ah, but sure, I need a new car, sure, just rob it because I can't afford it. You can't, that's...
Well, come here, you've a big bleeding fund, you know what I mean? So you're all right. You've a rainy day fund. I've one of them too. I understand what you're saying there, you know. I understand you have to have a rainy day fund. This girl just didn't have one.
And this friend of yours, again, don't name her because she's not here to defend her. She's pregnant.
Oh, I won't be naming her.
She's pregnant again. Why, if you can't afford to feed three kids, would you get pregnant with a fourth?
I don't really think was planned, like.
Well, no, but if you don't want to get pregnant, you won't.
And
get,
she does.
If you don't want to get pregnant, you won't get pregnant.
Anyway, that's totally off the point.
Well, hang on, you can't. No, no way. You can't say that. What she didn't like plan it.
But Jesus, be an adult. Why am I talking to people who just don't know how to adult on this show? We have John there.
Well, why? Because you're the only adult on that show, aren't you?
What I'm trying to say is, if you have by your admission, there's very low income coming in. The father
very low, and the social welfare don't give a flying fuck whether this family is eating or not.
Well, that's bollocks. I don't believe that, because the social welfare.
You don't believe it. You don't have to deal with the social welfare. So what would you know?
Well, I know that when you're
you don't have to deal with them day in day out. What I do know is
that if you are struggling to make ends meet and you have, as you say, 300 quid coming in a week, the last thing on my fucking mind would be, let's have another baby, because babies are cheap.
Well, I didn't think they didn't say they were going to have another baby.
But anyway. That's a side issue.
Well,
it's not.
That's beside the point. The baby is here.
The fact of the matter is that at a point in this lady's life, things were so bad.
She was down, very down on her luck, and no one gave a shit.
So you believe then, in answer to our question today, Jackie, that sometimes there is a good enough excuse for robbing...
If it's to feed your children and you haven't a penny, yes.
And your,
if it's
and
to
your
feed
friend,
a habit... Or a shoplifting job? No.
Okay. So this lady, the case that we were talking about, a drug addict. She robbed meat products.
I don't agree with her.
Okay. So she.
She was feeding a habit. There was no need for it. She was feeding a habit.
Okay. No excuse for her, but for your friend, you think there was a good enough excuse.
And that man that went to Dunn's and took the food, he was feeding his kids.
But as we argued, especially with his case, which was at the start of COVID, had everybody done the same thing, the place...
Everybody didn't do the same thing, though, because everybody is not down on their luck the way some people are.
At the start of COVID, everybody was down on their luck.
No, I wasn't.
People were losing their jobs left, right and centre.
Yeah, I understand that, but like, people had to do what they have. If your back is against the wall, Adrian, and you've no food for your kids. You're not going to care whether you get caught or not. You just want the food.
I'm at a loss, and I know it's a different issue, Adrian. We'll come back to another set.
I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to Adrian.
Okay, well, I'm talking, okay, for a sec. I'm just at a loss, and I'm not just talking about your friend's situation, about people who have families of 4 and 5 kids. The only job where you would be able to survive with 4 or 5 kids as being a CEO of a company or a bank manager. Would you agree, Adrian? Am I not just talking...
My father has 6 daughters and he only works in fucking Dublin Corporation.
Yeah, but that was back in the 70s and the 80s. I think everybody had bigger families.
No, now. And he still works.
Well, your father's still fathering children. So you have a sister who's just been born or something?
Come here, my father is only 50 years of age, mate.
The point I'm trying to make is,
So should he not have children because he's 50 years of age?
No, not because he's 50. If he doesn't have a well-paid job, then maybe he should think about...
Well, my father has a well-paid job. My father works in Dublin Corporation.
Okay, but the point...
But it doesn't pay thousands like you think.
The point... It didn't open my mouth about it. The point I'm trying to make, Jackie, is, I have 3 kids and we struggle. Both of us are working and we struggle with 3 kids, yeah? Even though I have, by my own admission, and you shouldn't feel guilty about it, I have a good job, yeah? I have a good job. I could not afford another child. But if I were to have another child, I don't know how.
Understand why anyone would in this.
No, but if you don't want to have another child, there's ways around it.
Nobody does.
Contraception. Anyway, if we were to have another child next week, you are, by using your reckoning, I could go out and shoplift in Dunn's or Tesco or Aldi or whatever because I can't afford that extra child that I now have.
Yeah. Like, these are not talking about the ones that actually do it for a living.
Oh, my God. Shoplifting.
There is a difference. When you're cleaning out bleeding shelf loads of perfume, shelf loads of makeup. It's a big difference.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jackie. Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, boys?
Well, Robbie, is there ever a good enough excuse for shoplifting food and toiletries and stuff from supermarkets?
I don't think so. Not in Ireland.
Meaning what?
You know, I think as was pointed out on many times by Jeremy, there are plenty of charities, and people are saying charities don't help. Charities do help, you know, but they won't help somebody who is, you know, unless somebody actually, you know, they can't help everybody.
who feels he needs help. It has to be done. You have to you know, assess it. You know, and as like, you know, that woman who has three kids and, you know, an unplanned fourth. I mean, first off, buy like a fucking condom, that might help. If the father's there earning, you know, whatever money he's earning, you know, then they just need to be better at budgeting. Charity can't say, oh, okay, well, I can see you're taking home about maybe 500 a week, but we give you more. Fuck it. You're obviously living there for your man, so here's money.
Well, Jackie, you still there?
Yeah.
I mean, basically his argument is, in this country, we have enough options available that you shouldn't ever have to rob.
I don't think we have. I never shoplifted in my life. I won't. But I don't think there's enough options for them. I don't. Not in around the inner city flats when you see them queuing at soup runs at 10 o'clock at night. You shouldn't even have to do that in this country. In this country.
I agree. I think everybody would agree with that. However, those people that are queuing up at a soup run are doing that because it's available to them. They're not out robbing.
You don't know that.
Okay,
generally speaking, like, you know, they're in a lot worse worse situation. Some of them are than what this woman who's with the father of her four kids.
Hang on, we're not talking about her. That's not what we were talking about today. We were talking about a girl that shoplifted €85 worth of messages in Finglas. For a drug habit.
Yeah, no, and that's wrong. She shouldn't have 35 previous convictions. You know, lock her up. Take the kids off her.
Exactly, I agree with you.
But like you're trying to justify it that okay, in this case it doesn't work, but in some cases it is.
That chap that couldn't feed his kids, people that cannot feed their kids, what's wrong with you?
And I can promise you most people who claim they cannot feed their kids, they either smoke, they either drink.
But there is people that cannot feed their kids, because there is
people. And there and the charities will bend
over. Not everyone is a liar.
No, I never said everyone was a liar. But the charities will help these people. The problem is an awful lot of people who are getting help.
The charities only do so much, mate. They're helping millions now.
But they're helping people who, when boils down to it, don't really need it. They just don't manage their money. The dole in this country, you know, if you're not buying food, where do you spend the £200?
Sorry?
What you get in the dole if you have four kids?
Well, I couldn't tell you, love. I only have one.
Well, yeah, but
I never made that mistake
If anybody wouldn't, you know, have a rough estimate, it's obviously going to be more than the, you know, the single person payment of 208 or whatever it is nowadays. If you're not buying food in that, you know, because obviously you're shoplifting it.
No, but hang on, this was a one off thing when she was down on her luck.
But not every day thing. How do you get that low?
It happens, mate.
But you don't wake up one morning and all of a sudden, oh shit, I haven't got the price of a slice of bread.
It happens, mate. Just because it didn't happen you doesn't mean it doesn't fucking happen.
You know, I'm lucky enough now, but I'm in my 40s now that, you know, I'm in a fairly decent job. Many years ago when I was in a relationship, we were looking to do a family, but we actually genuinely couldn't afford it, and we were both in decent jobs at the time. You know, people, like, I don't understand why people are popping out kids. You're saying it was unplanned. What fucking plan it?
Boy, you're talking like I'm having the kid, mate. I was only using it as an analogy.
No. Yeah, but, you know, I know. Because, you know, your friend's obviously not here to, you know, to defend her case. But she'd probably get very tickled me if she was there. Thinking, you know, shit happens. Shit doesn't happen. Pregnancies.
She'd have a lot more to be worried than me.
Let me go back. I want to go back, Jackie, to that case that I was talking about. The woman who robbed from Aldi £85 worth of stuff. Do you think that her saying that she did it to survive is a good enough answer?
No, because she done it to feed a habit.
Okay, so...
She 45 previous convictions.
Yes, she has, yeah. So that's not a good enough excuse because she was an addict.
No, she went and sold that to somebody to fucking buy drugs.
Okay, but your friend who genuinely did it to feed her kids, that's okay.
Once,
yeah.
Yeah. And that man that done it to feed his kids because he had no money.
Stay there for a second because I've been asked to play this message for you from David.
Hey lads, great topic as usual. I think that girl Jackie, you know, has the blinkers pulled over her eyes. If her friend is going out with a fella, or she's living with a fella, and he gets a full time job, that means she's getting 250 or so off the social. Then he's getting his €300. Then he's probably, if they're married, you know, they're getting the family income supplement. So that's another. Or if they got three kids, so that's another, say €300 or €350, and they get the house for fucking little or nothing. I think she's talking bollocks there, lads.
Do you want to respond to that, Jackie?
I definitely do. First of all, she's in a damp-infested fucking kip. She hasn't even got a home off the corporation yet. So that's first of all. Second of all, she ain't getting no payment off the fucking social welfare because he's getting it, and that is the family fucking payment.
Okay, you've answered that. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Jackie. Great to talk to you. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Greg.
I agree with you, John. You got to do what you got to do for your family. Fair play to you. Especially during COVID, I tell you, it was a tough time for everybody. Saint Vincent de Paul wasn't going to show up at his house. Are you joking? During COVID, there's a homeless crisis over here. You think they're going to show up with money or food for you that day? He needs to feed his family, he needs to feed his family. Yeah, maybe a bit of planning could have been better in place. To prevent an issue like that, but look, you have to do what you have to do in the instant, you know. Now learn the lesson, I suppose, and don't let it happen again. But no, I'm with you, John. If you have to get food for your family, you do whatever you have to do. As you said, survival of the fittest. You have to help your family survive. Fair play to you.
You have to do what you have to do, Jeremy. Thankfully, you've never been at that low ebb where you just literally don't know where the food's going to come from. And I hope it never happens to
down to the cabbage and centre. Feed their homeless at night. Soup runs.
That's your answer.
Bernardo's.
That's your answer.
Simon Community. Do you want me to keep going?
No, not really, no. You're annoying me. Because you've never been that destitute and desperate. And I, like I said, I hope it never happens to you.
Why would you even say that? It's ridiculous. I hope it never happens to you.
I hope you're never in that much of a state that you have to rob.
You don't need to say that. Why would you say something like that?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And if you would like to advertise your business on the Opinions Matter podcast, become a show sponsor. Email us allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com and we'll send you the details of how you could sponsor Opinions Matter. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter.